Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
Talk about a new Chicago landmark. Jen Sabella joining us from Block Club Chicago with extremely local news. Does everybody know where this is, Jen?
Good morning, Bob. Yeah, Promontory Point, honestly, until I moved to the south side, I didn't explore it too much, but it is a beautiful spot. It runs along the lake from 54th to 56th Street, and it features limestone revetments that protect the shoreline from erosion. These have been there for many years, and the city has been going back and forth with residents near the point, Promontory Point, on preserving these limestone, and they had a huge win. Residents had a huge win yesterday when it was landmarked. So no one is going to be able to come in and touch these limestone steps, which a lot of folks go swimming off of them in the summertime, and it's just a beautiful spot. You have a great view of the city, and it's a big win for neighbors.
It sure is for the whole city. Let's get into this business of the freeze. Talk about why people are panicked and upset about this place going away.
So the freeze, if you have been in Logan Square in the summer and past Armitage Avenue, you would see a huge gaggle of people all congregating around the freeze. It's a little ice cream stand. They serve up soft serve. They also have hamburgers, hot dogs, all the classics. It is wildly popular. It's been around since the 60s. 1950, actually, and it's gone through various owners. It used to be called Tasty Freeze. Now it's just the Freeze, but a former Chicago firefighter bought it in the 80s. He's had it ever since then, and he is selling the lot. So it is the Freeze itself and then the adjacent lot where you can park, and there's some picnic tables set up. This is a very hot part of Logan Square, a lot of development going up, so people just freaked out when they saw the for sale sign, thinking that this is going to be condos. But the owner said he has no intention of selling it to changing the zoning on it or selling it to a developer. He wants somebody to just take over the business because he wants to retire after 30 years of running it. So for now, he said he owns the whole location. He can be picky with whoever he decides to sell it to. So he said the freeze is not going anywhere. I love to go and get a crunch coat from there. It's so delicious. Vanilla soft serve dipped in like a crunchy peanut and sprinkle mix. My summertime favorite. So I will be able to get one again this summer. So everyone who was freaking out in Logan Square can breathe a sigh of relief because it'll be here.
That's good news. Another popular spot in Lincoln Park has been vacant for a long time, John Barleycorn. And now we know who's going in there, don't we?
Yes, the Bad Apple, another popular spot in Lincoln Square. They're opening a second location in Lincoln Park at the old John Barleycorn building. It'll be bigger than their original location in Lincoln Square. They are adding a brunch menu, a huge patio, more beer on tap. They're known for really creative burgers, so you can get, you know, all kinds of interesting stuff on top of your burger there. So, yes, it'll be another place to go. Also, there's always a wait at the North Center location because it's small and very popular. So this is going to be an alternative for folks who don't want to wait and a little bit more room to spread out and check out this patio. The patio renderings that we have up on our website look pretty glorious.
Yeah, check it out, blockclubchicago.org. And this is an interesting story because, as I understand it, this gelato place has as one of, I guess, the advisors, Penn Jillette. Talk about this.
Yes, of Penn and Teller. The owner of Sideshow Gelato, Jay Bliznick, he is really interested in magic and the circus. And he apparently connected with Penn and Teller and told them about his plan to open a gelato shop that also has performances. So this place is going to open May 17th at 4819 Northwestern Avenue. And you'd be able to bring your kids in for a gelato and see some circus stunts, some magic shows, So it's a little bit of an entertainment spot and an ice cream store. So pretty interesting stuff. Penn actually talked about it on his podcast. So folks who are interested in like circus arts and magic will, I'm sure, it'll be a tourist destination for them as well.
Yeah, Sideshow Gelato, May 17th. And what's that address? Northwestern Avenue, did you say, Jen?
Yes, 4819 Northwestern Avenue.
All right, got it. Extremely local news for today. Thank you, Jen Sabella.
Thank you, Bob. Have a good one.
You too.